Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Reigning with God. I am Keith Russell Lee, broadcasting live from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection, as they say. And I am psyched, I am jazzed and juiced that you have decided to join me on this day. Now, folks, I'm going to ask you to do this. Let's make sure these broadcasts go viral, okay? I mean, share it with people. You know, we deal with so much negativity, particularly even during this election period of the midterm elections and other times. People are always so negative, have negative things to say. Why not share with them the gift of empowerment by forwarding this to them, that they can be able to lay hold of the word and be empowered and inspired and to be informed and educated into things of God, all right? So I'm going to ask you to forward this to someone, right, that you may know, that you may bless them. Now, by way of introduction, I am Keith Russell Lee. I am the spiritual director and senior minister of the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment in the Washington, D.C. area and also in Philadelphia. And so every day I come on and I share these empowering principles. And today we've been talking about, well, rather, we started on Friday this segment on spiritual principles that make you powerful. Let me share this, folks. You are powerful. You are powerful beyond imagination. And the reason why is because of the Holy Spirit of God, which is the whole Spirit of God, the essence of God, lives, moves, and dwells and has its being inside of you. You are a powerful manifestation of God. But you know what? Many of us never really know how to walk in that. And so these principles that I'm sharing will give us the foundation that we need, that we may walk in the fullness and the power of God. Friday, I left off talking about the law of focus and obsession. Today, I want to deal with the law of visualization. The law of visualization, now, for those that are in the traditional church, and I do suggest that, you know, come along with me on this. I know that we were not taught these things, or we didn't use the language of these terms. And it's very important that we get beyond all of our other stuff that oftentimes blocks us from walking in the fullness of God, to be able to really hear and to really embrace the principles there. You've heard me share this so many times before, and I'm going to say it again, that we've gotten so caught up in the religion about Jesus that we have not done the religion of Jesus. What I'm saying there is that focusing upon the principles that he provided, that he operated in. Now I want you to know something. Matter of fact, Jesus has said that in John 14:12, that if you have faith in me, you will do those things which I have been doing, and even greater things you will do. And, you know, I always will preface this in saying, you know, Jesus, the things that we call miracles and everything that the Bible talks about that Jesus did, those weren't miracles to Jesus. That was just how Jesus rolled. That was Jesus' regular lifestyle, but he lived a lifestyle operating in the principles. And he knew that if we operated in the principles, we would get the same results that he got. That's why he declared that if you have faith in me, you'll be doing the things that I have been doing, and even greater things. Because let me share, folks, it's the same Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that created the foundations of this world, that create the planet, the stars, and the moons. All of that lives inside of you. You are powerful beyond imagination. However, you've got to embrace that. And so what has happened is that my people have perished for lack of knowledge. And so we have not gone on this journey to understand the principles. And so that's what this message is about, folks. It's about you, this lesson. It's about you operating in the principles. And so today we're talking about the law of visualization. and this is not just something that I've heard. This is something that I have lived, and I'm going to share some personal stories with you about my visualization and how all of those things are really real. Now, what is visualization? Visualization, and let me just put it in layman's terms, is just simply this. It's the ability to see in your mind's eye that which you have conceived in faith. You know, reality, in fact, is visualization and faith, and if we're going to see in Genesis 13 chapter, works hand in hand. You can't say that you have faith and not visualize, because you have to see it. You have to see it. Matter of fact, a lot of times people say, well, we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, it's not sight with the natural eye, but it's sight with the spiritual eye. As we visualize and we see things unfold in our mind's eye. And I'm going to dig really deep into that as much as I can on this 15-minute broadcast. Now, let me share that the law of visualization, using the imaginative faculty to get a visual image and a representation of that which we want in our lives. That is what visualization is. It's you actually seeing yourself being, doing, and having that which you desire and deserve and that you can see. Matter of fact, I really believe that a person can only receive in their lives what they can see for their lives. And I'm talking about seeing for their lives from the spiritual eye, from the mind's eye in seeing. And so that's what this segment is all about in sharing. Now, I want to go, first of all, and lay a scriptural foundation for you in Genesis chapter 13. And let me go there in Genesis chapter 13. And I love these this passage of scripture, because it really shares the power of visualization. And we're in Genesis 13, starting in verse 14, okay? And it says, "And Jehovah said to Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up thine eyes and look from the place from where thou art." Now, let me share that. Lift up thine eyes. Now, from a metaphysical interpretation of the scripture, this was not him looking across the land of where he was. Matter of fact, where Abraham was at this specific time was probably modern-day Baghdad in Iran. And so he could not see Palestine or Israel from that vantage point. He could not see it. So from a metaphysical interpretation of this lift up thine eyes is a reference to look at higher things, spiritual things, what God is above, lifting my mind upon things that are above, lifting my mind's eye to the things that are above. Again, allowing me to look at things through a spiritual lens, through my spiritual eyes and not my physical eyes. Are you with me? So this is a reference to him to look, spiritual eyes, where? He says, now, and look from the place from where you are, north and south, east and west. Let me share this. When you're visualizing, there are no bounds. When you are visualizing, there is no bounds. The only bounds that you have is what you are believing in faith. So when I am believing something in faith, my faith has no bounds. It has no limits. Lift up my eyes to whom? The hills from whence cometh my help. Lift up my eyes unto my Father. Lift up my eyes to the possibilities of all that life holds. Look to the north, south, east, and west. There are no limits. There are no boundaries. But look here, as he says, "And I will make thee," he says, lift up north, south, east, and west, "for all the land which thou seest, all the land that thou seest, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed forever." Now, notice something. All the land that you can see. again, I go back again. This is not physical because he could not see Palestine from where he was. He had to see this in through spiritual eyes. He had to see this in his imagination. He had to see this using the law of visualization. And the Father tells him, all that you can see, I am giving it to you. All that you can see, I am giving it to you. And I'm giving it to your descendants. Wow. Let me share this with you because how this operates, which this is a powerful principle. You know, back in 1995, I bought a townhouse in Schaumburg, Illinois, 833 Mansfield Court. I think I closed sometime in September of 1995, 833 Mansfield Court in Schaumburg. And I did not have the money for the closing. I did not have the money to really even afford the place. I just had faith. To make a long story short, the bank officer told me, Mrs. McKay, told me to begin seeing myself going up and down. She could not give me the loan, and she said, clearly she was not going to give me the loan, but she said, go and visualize yourself walking up and down the stairs. See yourself eating in your kitchen, sitting in your family room, lying in your bed, in your bedroom, in your office. And she told me to get a mental picture and visualize myself doing that. And I'm telling you, every day I would see myself going up and down my stairs. I would wake up in my bedroom, in my king size bed, in my bedroom. I would with the furnishings in my bedroom and all. And I had decorated my home in a certain way. I saw myself in my kitchen drinking my morning coffee and having my breakfast. I would see myself in my backyard. And I visualize all of those things now. Wow. And guess what? I was able to close and get the monies that I needed for the closing and to get the property. And how was that? That was all because of the power of visualization. I saw myself in the place being, doing, and having as if the property was mine. Matter of fact, I believe I even went to the post office and changed my address to that address. And even before I moved in, I was getting mail at that address. It was already under contract, so I said it is my place. But the visualization is not just is me seeing it in my mind, but it's me actually living in that. I want to be dealing with a partner law, if you will, a companion law to this tomorrow. But you've got to see yourself, and you've got to experience it and feel that you are actually it is yours. And that is what the power of visualization is. You have to see yourself with it. You know, and I've been able to manifest that even in terms of my health. A few years ago, I was diagnosed with asthma, adult asthma, you know, at the age of 50 years old. And I was like, well, how did I get asthma? You know, but I began to see myself healthy, whole, and complete, breathing freely. And guess what? The pulmonologist says, I don't have asthma. But anyway, I'm rushing now because I only got a few minutes. I got about a minute left. But what I'm sharing is that you've got to use your power of visualization. You know what? Tomorrow I'm going to come on. I'm going to talk about the technique, walk you through that process. And then I'm going to introduce the kind of the complementary strategy that goes on with the law of visualization tomorrow, which is the strategy of engagement. But listen, until tomorrow, this is Keith Russell Lee. Check out my website. Come on, be a partner with me. $58 seed. I'm believing for 300 people monthly to be able to support this work of what we're doing. I need you to help me take this message across the world, okay? And in the meantime, go to my website. Check it out, krlm.org, for the resources there. And anyway, until tomorrow, live with faith and power and continue to create that phenomenal life. I am Keith Russell Lee.